The Psychology of Tattoos. Hello, welcome to Signposts for Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter. We've got gorgeous Kristen Coggan. Hello, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
Fabulous.
The Psychology of Tattoos. I am
so excited.
When I said that to you, you jumped off your chair. You were like, yes. You know, I've got no idea what's going to come out of your mouth. It's great. you know, if
or
I...
is it, under my shirt.
No, where are you going with that? But if I had an extra wad of cash, I would invest in a tattoo removal company.
Would you?
I would. Because the amount
someone's going to make a shitload of money because everyone's tattooed.
Yeah, or I mean, the amount of tattoo regret that's going on is enormous.
Oh, I'm so interested to hear about this.
Okay, so where's your brain gone to?
Okay, so...
biggest grin happening here, everybody.
I know. I have forever wanted a tattoo.
Have you, right? Really?
I don't have any tattoos. So I was joking when I say what's under my shirt. No, I wouldn't get a tiger.
Is that why you're under your shirt? Go.
I wouldn't get a tiger. But I've tossed up with the idea. But I'm a little bit of a squib and scared. Okay.
What do you mean?
Of the pain.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm also a little bit scared that I've never just landed on something that I definitely want. Mm. Though I did see one on a girl today that I thought, oh, that's beautiful.
Did you follow her?
No, she's like a friend of a friend. And I nearly said, can I take a picture of your tattooed? But we sort of don't really know each other, so I thought I won't do that.
It's probably a compliment.
Because there's art. Like, you see some, and they're just art, and they're beautiful. Mm. But I grew up with good people. Good girls don't get tattoos, so I've got that whole psychology stigma in my head, yeah.
Right, okay.
So, you know, I'd hate someone to think that I was a bit, you know. Because I remember my mum when I was young, so she obviously thought I was too young to work out, but her and dad talking about she wasn't going to get a bluebird tattoo on her ankle.
Aww.
And they had a big discussion about it, but they decided against it because it could be a little bit, you know, cheapish, and what happens when you get old and you've got a bluebird
on
your ankle?
Come on,
okay,
people.
So that's probably where it's come from. The other thing that really intrigues me is the explosion of tattoos in our society.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And I was listening to a documentary somewhere years and years ago, and it was a psychologist saying that anyone who had tattoos up their neck or on their face had real problems.
Mm.
And now that's almost the norm. Yeah. And it's cool. Some people carry it and it looks really good.
But not really the face. No, not the face.
Okay, not the face, maybe. Well, yeah, but the neck. And like when you see the traditional like Maori tattoos on faces and stuff,
yeah.
I just think that's so powerful and just awesome. Mm. So I'm interested now to see what you've got to say.
Well, you know, I think, well, first of all, can I just separate cultural tattoos?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, take that.
Okay, so cultural tattoos, you know, that's cultural identity. It's obviously communicating a lot, and that sense of part of that group, and total respect. But I actually think tattoos are all about decision making, and I'm sorry to sound so boring, but honestly, I think it's about decision making, and it fascinates me because it's a permanent decision. Firstly, do people really think about how permanent that is?
So I do. That's why I've never had one. I can't make the decision.
Mm-hmm. And you know, plenty of people would have the attitude of saying, yes, it's permanent, and I'm totally comfortable with that because who cares?
Mm.
I don't care. It's fine. I'm pretty light about that. That's absolutely fine.
Mm.
And can I just say personal expression, whatever anyone wants to do, I respect that. But there's a lot of people that get tattoos because they love them and they don't have the foresight to realise that they're going to change their mind because of what they've got.
Because you get sick of everything over time.
Well, yeah. Either they get sick of it, or they actually change their mind because of the relationship with whatever they've got tattooed on them. And it's kind of, for me, a question of how long-sighted are they or how short-sighted are they. And, you know, obviously the tattoo can mean a lot to them. It can mean that they're, you know, trying to look cool, or they want to be part of a certain group, or they want to be taken, you know, seriously in some direction or another direction. Or, you know, so the question of why they get them, if it's body art and they just really love it, that's totally lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of people that regret their tattoos is huge.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. And the amount of people I know who get you know, who work very hard to get tattoo removal, which is very painful, very expensive, and doesn't work.
I was going to say, does it work? I've never seen anything, so no. I don't know.
To my knowledge, it just makes it much, much paler, to my knowledge. So I just think it's fascinating. And it's kind of this question of, okay, firstly, do you understand that your opinions change with your development? Mm. And do you understand that what you're interested in your 20s is not the same in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s?
Mm.
And kind of how mindful are people about development? And, you know, I'm sounding really, you know, clinical and sterile here, but that's genuinely what it means to me.
So that's why it fascinates me, people who get them on their necks and stuff. There's no hiding that. That is there.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, it's not like you've... Well, you know, how put many, something on your bum and nobody sees it.
Well, how many 60 or 70-year-olds go out and get their necks tattooed?
No, they don't.
Right. But that's the commitment. Or, you know, the people that... I know someone who just started dating someone and they've gone and got that person's initials written on them and they're dating.
Mm.
They're dating. I mean, don't get me wrong, marriage is actually questionable as well, but, yeah, it's just it's kind of strange. So... It's fascinating.
Well, there's a show that used to be on called Tattoo Nightmares. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No.
Okay. So the premise of the show... Yes, fabulous. So the premise of the show, it's in America. It's American. But these fantastic tattoo artists that just create the most beautiful art, they specialise in covering over tattoos that people already have that they don't like.
That's a great skill.
So they have... People come in with their dodgy tattoos that they might have done.
Yep.
Especially... on themselves at night when they're drunk or when they're young or got something or put a partner's name on it that they hate now or whatever it is. And these people look at the tattoos and then they create a piece of artwork to go over the top of it and camouflage it and it is amazing. But the premise is people, because we used to watch this show because we're boring people and it was a family event for us, people get things put on their bodies that are just like, what were you thinking? And they do hate it. They just... And it's astounding.
I don't know what it would be like to have something on your body you hate.
Mm.
I wouldn't be cool with that.
Well, half my butt I don't like. That's on me.
You're gorgeous, Ali. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
It is, yeah. To put something on there that, to be so sure to have something so permanent put on you that, that's why I've not got one because I can't.
Well, two thoughts. You know, it's understood that we don't actually become adults till we're 28.
It's 28 now. Jesus, it keeps going up.
No, it doesn't.
My kids will never grow up. It just keeps changing and going.
No, 28 is when you basically, the person across from you is likely to be consistently the person moving forward. Prior to 28, we really are kind of baby adults and there's lots of trial and error and experimenting with our sense of identity. And neurologically, we're not stable until 28. So theoretically, we shouldn't have a tattoo till we're 28. Mm. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Probably not very popular, but it's true. It's true.
Most tattoos would be on bodies before they were 28, I would suspect.
Yeah. I know so many that just finish school and start getting them happening.
The only one I think that's acceptable to have before you're 28 is a love heart with the word mum written on it.
I don't know how popular that is.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. The next thought is if, and I've said this to people, you know, Your choice. But just have a think. If you were to put on a piece of clothing and you needed to wear that clothing every day for the rest of your life, right? Firstly, how would you feel about wearing that one piece of clothing for the rest of your life? Does that feel good, you know? Or is there a point where you start to feel a bit trapped by that? And secondly, how do you pick that piece of clothing? That's a lot of pressure to pick that one piece of clothing for the rest of your life.
And what happens when that piece of clothing gets washed several hundred times and stretches?
Actually, yeah.
I know. What tattoo was a dolphin stretching. Could be a whale. It's true.
I haven't thought about that. That's actually true. You'd have be mindful of which part you're tattooing and which part's going to expand. Yeah, fascinating. It's just there's so much to think about. But, you know, I also respect there's some people in their personality, they're like, yeah, don't care.
Yep.
And they cruise and they're totally happy. But
because you could buy a piece of art that you love and put it on your wall and you could love it forever.
Yes, you could. Oh, no.
And you could have a piece of art on your body.
I'm not against tattooing. I'm just about thorough thought.
Yes. So It yep. could be possible and people can do it. That's what I guess I'm saying. I hadn't even thought about it like that before.
Mm. Well, I could not pick a piece of clothing to wear for the rest of my life.
No.
At all.
Well, if I did, it'd be pyjamas to start with.
Did you know I have a tattoo?
I did know that, but I'd forgotten.
Okay. This is pathetic, everybody. But I'm just going to throw it in there. I call it my lady beetle baby.
Your what?
My lady beetle baby.
Yes.
It's this one here. Yes. And basically I was in grade 11 biology and I stabbed myself with a pen and the pen was like hanging out of my finger as I flipped my hand around. I pulled it out.
So we think you're a really smart human, but every now and again you come out with these pearls and you think, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yes. Stay with that. And flipping around, pulled the pen out, which, you know, it was in there, and forgot about it. And then a couple of months later I'm trying to rub this dot off and it just would not come off. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a tattoo. So there you go. I have a baby.
I always thought that was a, from when you were in jail. And
did you?
Could you?
Yeah, my little teardrop on my thumb. I think that's going to be my tattoo story for life. Yeah, and please, everyone, I'm not against tattoos. I'm just fascinated by the decision-making.
You said process. I got excited when you talked. Like, yeah, I'm fascinated by the whole psychology of it, the artwork and, you know, Japanese, the history of Japanese tattooing and stuff. Like, it's amazing.
Well, that's fascinating, isn't it? Mm. Like, if you show tattoos, you can't go into lots of locations in Japan because it's considered to be part of the something.
Yes,
it is. The mob.
Yes, I remember doing a school assignment with the child once about that.
So that's obviously it's a sign of aggression over there, and a sign of being part of the club.
The mob or whatever they are over there. Yeah,
I do actually know that language, but it's escaping me this moment. Mm. But so it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
But please, I'm not against tattoos. I don't want to give that impression. I'm not. I'm just fascinated by the decision making, and I do a lot of developmental psychology, and so, you know, understanding and talking about where we're at and where we're going to go, and I just don't think people think that way.
Which astounds me, actually. Why? Because I'm the person who's thought about that. That's why I don't have one.
Yeah, you go.
As tempted as I've been, and I have spent hours thinking about what I would get, and but I've just never gone there because I just,
I did a talk one time, Anyway.
Yeah,
public talk, and it was about the developmental stages that we go through, and taking everyone through what they've been through, where they might be, where they're going to go, and the different stages, because we focus very much on children and the stages that they go through, but once we get to adulthood, we don't really think about it very much, but it's very clear with different developmental stages. Yeah. Fascinating, and and everyone really enjoyed it because we don't think about it much. It's a great topic.
That's exactly right. And the older you get, the wiser you get, the more obvious it becomes.
And the more young you realise you are.
Yes.
Because suddenly 60 is not old.
That's exactly right.
You said that in the previous podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. was ancient at one stage.
Yeah, wow. There you go. Spring chicken. Mm. So, everyone, thank you so much. And, if you're going to get a tattoo, just think about having it when you're 80 years old and if you've got thumbs up and you're feeling good.
And email Kirsten with your tattoos. I think that'd be great.
That would be fun. Maybe not on every part of the body.
No, and we don't want bits.
Yeah.
Just the tattoos.
Not the girl boy bits, but the rest, bring it on.
Yeah. I reckon.
There you go. Show us your tats. Yeah, deeply psychological.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for coming, my darling. And if you want to catch me online, everyone, website kirstenhunterauthor.com, lots of resources there. Facebook and Instagram, Kirsten Hunter Author, and TikTok, Dr. Kirsten Hunter. Thank you, darling.
I reckon you should put a post of your tattoo.
It's quite underwhelming.
If anyone goes looking, they're gonna laugh or just what.
See you, darling.
Bye.